See, here's a challenge when it comes to the Sugya Mikra and Tofel. Is that there's Kamat no Gemara on it. That's the biggest challenge when it comes to Mikra and Tofel. You have the Mishnah, and you have like three lines of Gemara. And even there's two Tosafot. There's Rabbeinu Yonah, Tosafot Yom Tov. Like, there's not even so much on the Mishnah over here. But throughout the Perek, in different places, we've met Iker and Tofel multiple times. And each time we say, well, we'll get to Iker and Tofel, we're going to talk about it more. So we pointed out then that the scenario of Iker and Tofel, which is mentioned in Dalam and Aleph, is not the scenario of Iker and Tofel, which we met already back in Lamed Hei Mabeis. The Iker and Tofel on Lamed Hei Mabeis is the Iker and Tofel of Taruvis. You have a mixture of Shemin and Anigrin, and so the more it applies the rules of Iker and Tofel to that. The more also talks about a scenario where they're eating pas with Shemin, which is more dominant to the case of the Mishnah. Already, the case of the Mishnah over here is what the contemporary Poskim referred to as an absolute Tofel. That the Tofel over here in the case of the Mishnah is the eating the pas to facilitate eating the salty item. That you have no interest in the pas at all. The purpose of eating the pas is just echatimsa to eat the salty item. So it's mamish atofel. So even though it's pas, it's not requiring any bracha. Machlok is in the poison when you have to wash it, whether it's a dinner tilsa daim. Machlok is in the poison if you eat ikrei sviya, if you're machlok to bench. It's not eating a pas. Benching is not pas. This is not pas. It doesn't function as pas at all. Could be not even machlok to bench. Even if you eat ikrei sviya, which is dinner raisa. How does an Iker Tofel, which is in their bottom passions, override in their Isa? It's not pass. It's not functioning as pass b'chlal. The mitzvah is v'chal to b'savot to b'erach. When you're eating pass, you're not eating pass. You're eating something which looks like pass, smells like pass, but it's not pass because it's not functioning b'chlal like lech. That's the kiddush over here in this din. So that before the mamish back in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, the Gaon in Siman Reish Beis. The first sif in Shulchan Aruch in Birchut HaPeiros, Simon Reish Beis, Sif Aleph. The Ramah mentioned that the idea of going Basar Roiv, it comes to the Yonim of Taruvis, etc. The Gaon says, what's the Makor? Says, this Mishnah is not discussing that. The Mishnah is discussing a scenario which is totally a Tofel. But in case where you have two items which are functional, both of them are part of the Idachilah. And the fact that one's a roim and one's not a roim, mehechatesi. That was the kasha the Gaon asked. But that was what we saw right in the parak, that there's a case of tofel when you have two things mixed together. Now, the case of the Gemara, the more does not mention roim, the more discusses what's your kavana. Is your kavana for the shaman? Because you need it for a fua. Is your kavana for the anigran? So their discussion was intent. But the Ramah, the beginning of Reish Beis, says it's totally right. And the Ramah is not just the Ramah, it's a rush. And it's a macabre in Reish Ches. As it's a dinner right. So we're introduced immediately to different types of tarubas. And I think it's an interesting way to look at it, in the types of Iker and Tofel. So this mission gives you the paradigmatic case. The tofel is gor a tofel, akekach, it's kamat, it's irrelevant. So you're eating pas, you don't have to wash your hands, you don't have to bench, you don't need a brach, you're not eating together maybe, it's mamish, not functioning like achilah. So good, so that's it, a maker and tofel. So there's no din in that situation of saying a brach on the tofel. That concept allows me to a case to go to the next step, a case where it has a function. The Iker has the tuffle has a function in the food, but it's there to enhance the Iker. So it's not an absolute tuffle in the sense of it has it's maklal not. It's just there to be mishamish. It's there for tam, but at the same time it's there for tam. But the maisa it is enhancing. It's there to enhance the Iker. That's really the case over there of that nigrin with the shaman. Your goal is the shaman, but the nigrin allows you to eat the shaman, but you like the flavor of the nigrin. You don't like the flavor of the nigrin, or vice versa. So those scenarios where you want the flavor of both, But one's primary, one's secondary, that's also the Mikra and Tefillah. That case, Pashtus, needs that you eat it together. In this case, even you don't eat it together. Because it's so insignificant, even if you don't eat it together, it doesn't make a difference. The case where you want the time of the Tefillah, but you want it to enhance the Ikar, that's because you're eating it together. So a person takes a cracker and he smears peanut butter on the cracker. His goal is he wants to eat the cracker. He likes the flavor of the peanut butter on the cracker. So he wants the flavor of the peanut butter, but he wants it to enhance the cracker. So if he eats it with the cracker, that's a good argument. He eats some crackers, and I'll have some peanut butter to enhance the flavor of the cracker. You're eating peanut butter by itself, then you would need a bracha. Person puts spices into a food, which over there, it's clearly all it is an ingredient to enhance the flavor. You have no interest at all eating the spices by itself. That's an even better case. Right? So Pasha is that case again. It's also only because you're eating it together. And then we have the din of Taruvis. Taruvis, what is it there to enhance the other one at all? I'm not, my goal isn't one over the other. I'm eating fruit cocktail. My goal really is the pineapples, and the apples are there. The pineapples taste better. Ladam. Right? The pineapples are there to make the apples taste better. Ladam. So what's that din? But the mice said that's also the Mikra and Tefillah. So that's the Chara, a fourth case. You have a scenario where it's an absolute Tefillah. You have two forms of enhancers. One is when it's mamash just there to be mat, to give a flavor into the mixture, like a spice. You have a case where I'm really interested in eating. I'm putting cheese on a cracker. I'm interested in the cheese. But and you could have two possibilities. Which one's the Ikar? Some people say the Ikar of them is the cheese, and the crackers, they have the tips of almond for the cheese. Some people, they use the cracker, and I like the cheese with the cracker. So we eat it together, it's one broccoli. But that's much more than putting some cinnamon into your food. Some paprika on your chicken, some pepper on your chicken. That's a total of the madrega. And then there's a case of taruvis, which taruvis, l'chara, is a new chiddush, two chiddushim of taruvis. One is that once it's a taruvis, Chazal only wanted one bracha. Well, once that's true, if you accept that halacha, that once it's a taruvis, because I only want the one bracha, then you're going to have to use the rules of Mikra Tefillah to decide something. But that halacha is a chiddush. That you don't see from the Mishnah. Right? Because until you get to that case, the lumnus is, because our mechayev brachas on what your primary function is, and everything, secondary things are, in a certain sense, are tefillah bottled to it. I get it. So I don't see a new yisoy that Chazal liked being mamayit brachas. That's not the point. The point is, Chazal said it makes sense to make the bracha on what you're trying to eat. That's your makom of hidah. I have pineapples with apples. Well, there's nothing wrong with saying that hadama and saying hait. If I make it to a mash, it's not nicker, so then I get back to, so then I it's what talk of one food. Chazal weren't mechayev me to start getting involved. I mean, theoretically, you know, a person can make a food, you know, and he puts multiple ingredients in it. He makes a mush. He says, "Okay, I'll make a ha'etz, a dama, a shahakol, and he eats the food. Make three brachas in succession, then he eats the food because can't eat between because it has all the ingredients. Because I'll wear mechayev such a thing. We understand that it's one michael, it's one achila, it's mamish one food. So you have to choose what bracha to make. But a case where it's nicker and distinct." And Batsim is two foods, so what's the problem? Take out the apples that make a hates. Take out the pineapples that make a dhamma. And then eat it. No, since it's a taruvis, it's one food. Semela, Chazal said only one bracha. Now I have to decide, okay. If that's true, the Chazal only said, if that assumption is true, I have to figure out, what do I do next? Oh, yeah, Ikar and Tefillah. I'll have to find some ray that's Ikar and Tefillah. How we know that first hanukha, well, that's the Goyim's kasha. It does the regular din of Ikar and Tefillah teach me that din? Once that's true, I understand. Once it's true that Chazal said, you know, if you're eating it together as one unit, one type of food, you only make one bracha. We're not being marvin brachas. Only make one bracha. Okay, so which one's Ikar, which one's the Tefillah? So Rav is a logical approach to address that. You can have a scenario where that taka person says, my rabbi is not as important to me, the ikar by me, as I taka have a real kavana for one or the other. Maybe that also works. And that would ignore rabbi. Which that's part, that could be that's the guardian's kasha. The person makes a sheikher together with the ayin, so he says you go bust a rabbi. Maybe the ayin's more important to me than sheikher. And the sheikher was there just to enhance the ayin. So, okay, so how do I know that the rule is you go bust a rabbi? Fair question. No Gemara tells me you go bust a rabbi. The Rush is, you know, the first one who really discusses that sort that you go bust a rabbi. Well, that's where the Rush comes along and says, so what's the Kiddush of Kol Sheyesh Bo? But the Mordechai doesn't say it, the Rush says it, right? The Rush in Simcha Ches, the Rush says, okay, so if, what's the Kiddush of Kol Sheyesh Bo? Even if it has Roy, you can bust a Roy. Say, Elamai, but even to me, you still bust a Roy. I mean, so, the Kara, how else do you learn the Gemara? Okay, but the Rambam learns the Gemara differently, right? So, in the Rambam, the Kara is not Mukha with that Pshat, but that's how the Rush comes along with the Daikon, the Gemara. What's the Kiddush of Kol Sheyesh Bo? The Mordechai says, by Chemeshas Aminim, It's always the Iker. So Rosh says, what's the Chiddush? If it's the Rive, of course it's the Iker. If it's not, it's the Chiddush, even though it's the Miyat, another thing is the Rive, still it's the Iker. So he's saying, I don't understand the Chiddush anymore, unless there's a Mosek of Rive and Miyat. All right, but that's the Rosh. There's no Gemara which has to be favorish. That the Gemara doesn't say Rive and Miyat in the Gemara. The Rosh is the one who adds that into the Gemara. Right? So, but that's all, the scenario over there, I understand. You made a cake. You made some type of a food. It's taka one thing. You can't make two brachas on it. So I said, okay, so you go bust a rive. So, the flour was, the rive of the flour was rice flour, and the meat of the flour was wheat flour, and you put in some pepper and some salt. So the meat is, the kol sheyesh bo mechamesh is, I mean, all the things you go bust a rive. If it's rice flour, which is a mazinus, the Liba de Amis. It doesn't have called the Kol Sheyesh Bo, but it's a mazinus. And it's, because rice flour, and it's some soy flour. So there you go, bust a roi. So the roi is flesh, you make a mazinus. Soy flour, you make a shak. But it's taka one food. It's bad to one food. So we cannot make two brachas in that situation. So then we say, we have to find a rule of what's ikar, what's tough. But in a case where you have your fruit cocktail, you have your salad, I see the pieces of I see the pieces of, I make a Caesar salad. So there's pieces of chicken in it, and there's pieces of which are nicker. There's some, he guys throws in some nuts, there's some eights, he throws in some oranges, which are eights, he throws in some lettuce, which is adoma. So make your brachas, ma'apitom. Oh, rive is that. Ikar kavana. Right? Where do you see that? So that's the chiddush. That is also a din of right, a din of ikar and tafel. Once we were conveying that there's a rule, you make one bracha. Since you're eating it as a unit, it's one bracha. So now you have to decide. I get that. But that first step is a chiddush. The Chayodim says that Echanami, in a case where the items are distinct, you need two brachas. The only the case where the rules of Rive and me applies is a case where it's not distinguishable. We don't pass them. Mr. Brewer is Barichas at the beginning of Reisha Beis and the Berlocha brings him the Rechaim like him, the Prima Gadim is like him, the Archa Shulchan is also not like him. Right? As long as you tend to eat it together as one Achila, you don't take it apart. It makes seven brachas. So if it's big pieces, so what's the correct bracha on a cholent? We have a rule called Sheshwar Bechamesh as a mini dog. So there's barley in it. So you make a mazarnas. But the pieces of meat, the pieces of potato, very large pieces that you tend to eat them. You'll eat the piece of meat by itself, the piece of potato by itself, and then the barley. So in that case, then you're talking eating the separate pieces. The pashas that you make three brachas. The Shabur says in the, maybe the eight says you should mash it together and make it into a mush. So make it into a mush. It's talking eating is one thing. So then the Mesenis is the Iker. You're talking eating in separate pieces. So you make three brachas. So you have a fruit cocktail, which is large pieces. So you make three brachas. Make two brachas. if it's small pieces that you tend to have, the Baruch Hashulchan's simon is if you take one spoonful or one forkful, you're going to get multiple pieces together. In general, you have multiple pieces together, so you make one bracha. That's the shear where we say that's called one unit. Therefore, you make one bracha.
Does it have to be liquid inside? Or is it even if it's cut up very small?
Even if it's cut up small? Yeah. Okay, so that's... So we've mentioned so far, right? The dinner of ikkar and tefil. We mentioned the case of absolute tefil. We discussed two cases of enhancers, two types of enhancers. We discussed the dinner of tarubis. Then you have the dinner of kol she'yesh b'chamish min hadagim. Within those scenarios of enhancers or tarubis, not absolute, but there's a rule, kol she'yesh b'chamish min hadagim becomes the ikkar. Does it preclude that there's a second ikkar? Can you have two ikarim? So that we said for Mishnah Berurah and Kuf Samaches. That depends. If it's be'etzim taka one michael, then you go bust the mezonos. If it's be'etzim two macholim, so then if you want both, so the mezonos is always an ikar. But it doesn't mean the other thing is it's an ikar also. You have two ikarim. So if I go back to my cheese and my crackers, see if. I bet them all they care about is the cheese and the cracker, just the hechadim of the alma to eat the cheese. So the mice and crackers are crackers, it's a mezonos. So you make a mezonos and you make a shahakol. If my kavana is be eker for the cracker, so then I just make a mezonos. Let's say I bake it together, I stick it into the toaster, I take a rice cake and I stick it in the toaster with cheese on top. Okay, rice cake is not what I want because it's a chemish and I take a wheat cracker. I stick it into the toaster oven with cheese on top, and I bake it together. I tested the Mishnah Berurah before in Kuf Samaches. Discusses a case where if the cracker is just after the mitzvah of alma to eat the thing on top, and it doesn't have any time, you make a bracha on the of shahakol because it's one unit because you baked it together, and vice versa. If you're not really interested in the cheese, or you're interested in the cheese, but you're also interested in the cracker, you have to make one bracha, you make a mezonos. So that's what Moshe's psak by ice cream sandwiches. Since you don't bake it together, so if you're interested in the ice cream and you're interested in the wafer, so the wafer, you need to make a bracha's mezonos. You also have to make a shahakal on the ice cream, an ice cream cone. Right? So you make a shahakal on the ice cream, you make a mezonos on the cone, if the cone is sweet. If the cone is not a sweet one, it's just hechadim sab alma to hold the ice cream. So he seems to say you'd only make one bracha over there. That's not the case of everybody. Since it wasn't baked together, and it's bechlal just functioning, holding it. It has no function other than just like it shouldn't get your hands dirty. So it's not functioning as mezonos. But otherwise, you'd make two brachas. Let's say you had baked it together, such a cheesecake, we baked it together. Just a very thin layer, Mishnah Berurah says. So it's there just to hold the cheese. So you make a shahakol. Anything more than that, you only make a mezonos because it's baked together. So it's one unit. One unit, you have to make a mezonos. So,
you have multiple ikkars and tefils in the same. You can have, like, let's say, like, you have meat, barley, and beans. Beans are like tefil. You really love the meat and the barley. So you make two bracha on the barley and the meat and not the beans.
Case is large pieces.
If it's large, yeah.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Now the person of interesting Shiloh, just say interesting Shiloh, which the person grapple with, this din of Rav. Okay, so you have three different types of food in your fruit cocktail. You have apples, you have oranges, and you have pineapples. The apples are 35%, the oranges are 35%, and the pineapples are 30%. None of them is the Rav. It's Rav Ho'etz. None of them, no species is the Rav. Okay, change the scenario. You have three different types of brachas in there. You have an eitz, a dama, and a shahakol. 30% shahakol, 30% ho'etz, and 40% adama. None of them is a rov. So what do you do in that situation? So if the sort of rov, if the pshat is, look, one of the foods is the ikur, and the other ones are tuffel to it, there's no rov. There's plurality, but there's no majority, as they would say in English, right? So... So a lot of people say you can bust a rive for eights because the eights for you is the ikker because you have in the first scenario you have 30% 30% to eights and 30% to eights and 40% to adama. So 60% to eights, but mehechatesi, it's in the food or it's in the bracha. This food is the ikra food. Male, all the foods are tough with the male. You make the bracha of the ikra food. The apples are not ikra to me because there's a lot of oranges. The oranges are ikra because there's a lot of apples. Neither of them is ikra to me because there's a lot of pineapples. So what do you do in that situation? And if it's a case where it's three different brachas, so it's, none of them is the roiv, so we say that's the ikra food because it's more, that's not the point of more. The point is it's the roiv. Also, let's go, is it a din and das adam? Is it kaviyas of chazal? So let's say it's 51%. You really want the ikra because it's 51% or 100%. You know, I understand when it's 700%, when it was that, you're like, your ikra kabon is for the roiv. I don't know. I can't even tell you the difference. I need a cal. I need a machine to measure. 51%. Mel, it's my kibbutz. Is it Tolan Das Adam? It's totally in. Because I'll send it right. It's right. All right. So all of those questions we need to mevar would go along. How do you define the din of that din of Roiv? What is that? So there are some places who say in the scenario of the three brachas, you make three brachas because none of them is Roiv. So there's no ikur. So they're all ikra then. There's no ikra, they're all ikra. So they're distinct, they're distinguishable, they're visible. Now what do you do in a case where it's a mush? That's more complicated because they're not distinguishable. But in a case where it's not a mush, but it's distinguishable, so that's what the Chayyim holds. I don't get the whole thing. The Chayyim says, as long as distinguishable, so you make two brachas. So you know we hold it not like that. Okay, but the Maya said, there's a roiv, there's no roiv over here. So you make three brachas, you make eitz, dom, and a shahakal.
The case of Masamata is it right that those places don't hold the hanachah that has to do one bracha? How do we stem both hanachas? Number one, we make a bracha, but it's not in a large
pieces.
Number two,
mechzal mechzal,
we'll make two brachas.
Okay, so we have a hanachah that chazal want you to make one bracha on a michael, but if I don't have the kolam of ikra and tefil, I have no way to do that. The same way when I eat my cheese and my crackers, I'm eating one my sahila by looking at the tzurim v'dings. If there's no ikra, no tefil, there's tzurim v'dings. So ikra and tefil is a kaveya that it's one michael. It comes out. That's what you have to shtim it. Right? Seder Kedim and Brachas, you make the mezonos first.
Even though like the ice cream cone is, it doesn't want to totally the ice cream. So you're saying that...
What are you eating ice cream cone for? Because it has good flavor? It's just
yeah, it's sugar.
Okay, so you make the brachas, so you make the mezonos first.
You take ice cream out, eat the cone, and then you put the ice cream back in.
No, you don't have to separate them.
Okay, if it's Talan Das Adam, you still need it. You can't just say that like... I hold this as
the ikra. So that's a good question. You know, what would be in the case of the person das is taka? He has one of his primary to him. That's one question. Do you follow the roiv or do you follow das adam, or both are true? That you have right to say what your das is, and if you have no das, then we follow roiv.
And the ice cream cone, can we say the truth of that? That I don't want to eat the cone now because I want it to hold the ice cream. If I crack it a little bit, it might drip on my hand.
If that's taka true, yeah, it could be. Yeah. Okay, so the Gebi Marmakim is just the to run through quickly the Marmakim is. So the Gemara is the first piece. Then we have the Tosfos over here in the Sugyan. Tosfos Yom Tov Ben Yoina Taz Bir Gra. I'm sorry, I'm doing it like not in the normal order because like. Their functioning is like the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach. You know, there's no Pnei Yeshua and no Tzlach over here. So, right.
Reshu
Beis.
What?
Besugyan. The Tosfos is in the Sugya. There's two. The Iker one is the first Tosfos. So that first Tosfos, I already told you, Tosfos and Mavura from Tosfos, the Tosfos holds that the Getter Iker and Tefil, that the Baruch of the Iker works in double because. That we, because the element of das from the ikra allows that the bracha to go on the tefil. So the case where there wasn't lefanav and you didn't have das for it, the bracha on the ikra does not work for the tefil. That's in mevorin taisus. So it's mevorin taisus that the getter of ikra and tefil, not the pshat is that there's no din bracha on the tafel because it's so insignificant. No kiyev bracha. Because our mechayiv make brachas on things that you're eating the shem achila. Something you're eating just the same that should be a piece of cardboard. The word mechayiv and brachas. That's not that Tosis says. No, the point is that I'm eating it. It's only because I had das and I make the ikur to include the tafel. So there's a mevor in Tosis. Now, in the case of the Gemara, it's talking about b'chiddush. In the cases where the cheese and the crackers, I mean, of course you need a bracha on the cheese. You're interested in the cheese. You're eating the cheese as cheese. Over here, I'm using pas as a medicine to get my the salty flavor out of my mouth. So I say, okay, because I wear mechayev brachas on that. Because I wear mechayev bracha when you eat pas, not as pas. Okay, according to some place, a lot of places you don't have to wash. I'm sure being the machlok, you have to wash. It's a lot of people say you're not mechiv the bench. Even if you're Svi, you're not mechiv the bench. Or the case of Mishra was the case. Some person said the case of Mishra was you already ate past Kadei Svi. So you're not worried about the shadow of Kadei Svi or the past. But the case of Mishra was, the case of Mishra was he's eating past so to get the flavor, and as much as he needs to get out of his mouth, that salty flavor, it's Kadei Svi. So what? But you're not eating it like lechem. That's not lechem. So I have a sense, I'll make a bracha. How much lechem in ours? It's nishke lechem. The same you don't bench. You don't say much lechem in ours. Now machayv and a bracha b'chla. Tosha says not like that. Tosha says that in case, if that's true, whether you had das or not, it's irrelevant. I don't care whether you had das or not. But the point is, it's not functioning as a food, which chazar machayv and bracha. Tosha says not like that. Tosha says, no. Avada, you have to have bracha on the pot. But the bracha on the ikur goes on the tofu. I didn't know that I'm bringing pas. I didn't know that I'm going to need this. Okay, and it wasn't levonim. Okay, so you're talking to a bracha on it. Is they shaitin toises? Now, toises is also clear that the case of it was that you ate them separately. You ate them one after the other. So toises yontem is going to handle that shaila, and the ben yonah is going to handle the ben yonah. Sounds like the lashon was that you ate it together. Vice versa, had they been eaten separately, it would require two brachas. That's the Pasha Mashmos of the Ben Yerna. And I gave you a Maram welcome to Lashon the Ram and Mos or something like that, which is Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is not like Tosis. The Balaam Mor, which we spoke about before, Mimalaphon Beis, right, is Mash Pasha, he reads that you don't need Das. And that's, we spoke about that yesterday, how to send that Balaam Mor. Tosis Mimalaphon Beis, Hilchason, the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua comes to answer Tosis Kashas on Rashi and has some interesting thought processes in Ikra and Tofel. The more Lama Hema Beis, till Lama Manal, that's the sugya over there of the Shemin together with the Anigran. And we introduce over there the Musig of what your intent is, which we had a Machoik in the Gemara. How do you learn the Gemara? Does that override Rove or not? That's a Machoik, how to learn that the Gemara. Is intent override Rove or not? You're mixing your Shemin together with Anigran to drink, to be able to have it. If it's kosher b'gorna, the ikur is the shaman. If not, the ikur is the anigran. So what's the case? Well, if it was rav shaman, so why is the second case the ikur the anigran? I don't know the case of the ikur was it was rav. So then it means vice versa when your ikur kavana is with the shaman, even though the anigran is a rav, you kavana is your kavana. Like that was the deal we had over there. The car that introduces this discussion of rav. In Reish Beis, it brings out the Rav and Kavana. The more Lama Vama Beis, that's the Din of Kol Sheyesh Boi. That's the Rosh over there about Rav, and then that's Sugya. There's more about Ladabek and Lama Tess. So you have a Shulchan Aruch, Reish Beis, you have Sifal of Nataz over there, the Bir Groh, you have Sifdal, the Mishabura. There's important Mishabura, the Sifkat and Pei, which is not on that Sif. Mishabura is in the Sif, obviously, you'll want to look at. Then there's the Reish Ches, Sif Zayin, with the Nesek Kalim. Then there's, at the end of Reish Dalin, discusses this concept of it's Ladabek by Mizonos and by other things. It's clearly coming just as an enhancer, so then it could be right as irrelevant. Then Reish Beis is the Ikra Simon, where everything deals with. Kusam Beches, that's Mishabur, Kusam Beches. Prima Godim in the Psicha, people got him in the psicha handles. Why does Rav work over here? Where does this din of Rav come from? Rav is it the din of Rav and Kol Torah Kula? Bittul Rav should use Kol Bittul. Right. So Bisnikra, there's all the bits of it's written Nikra Batam. So that's the prima gadam over there. And then Machali goes to the different tanoim of when you say Gubasar or not. That's the Chazanish about the getter of how Ikra and Tufel works. And then there's Ramosha's Chelek Aleph and Chelek Dalet. There's also Ramosha's Chelek Gimel, which I'm probably going to look at also. But I figure this will at least keep you busy while I'm away. Okay.
Font keeps getting smaller and smaller.
What?
The font keeps getting smaller and smaller.